get ready because retirees are being warned of the savings trap created by the changes to the pensions assets test and tighter superannuation rules. We've been talking about it forever. In fact, we started talking about this the morning after the night before Scott Morrison and Malcolm Turnbull's budget when they announced changes to superannuation. We warned that day that these changes were not going to wash. They then tweaked the changes, but anyway, they're still happening. They come into effect tomorrow. New analysis shows that the changes will punish retirees who have more money saved, and that is not going down well. Surprise, surprise. People have put aside money because they didn't want to be a burden on the taxpayer, and now the government's tapping on their shoulder saying, thank you very much, we'll have more from you. Trish Power is the founder of superguide.com.au, and Trish joins me on the line. G'day, Trish.
G'day, Ben. How are you?
I'm okay, but there are some nervous people out there right now.
Yeah, it's a bit disappointing, the changes, in particular the age pension changes that happened in January of this year, because they've hit a current retiree, so people who can't really do much to change their circumstances. And for some people, they've been hit with a cut in income of thousands of dollars a year, which is quite stressful for if you've retired and can't do anything about it.
You can understand why people are annoyed about it, because they were sent this message, look, the more you can save for your own retirement, the less you need to rely on the taxpayer. And then all of a sudden, the same government that gave that advice comes along and says, no, we want more of your money.
Yes, they've got an effective pay cut. And I think that is the key message, is that the people who are affected by the particular January 2017 changes did the right thing, saved, probably sacrificed other things to save for their retirement, and set up their position so they would be okay for hopefully the duration there of their retirement with some support, age pension support, and they've been hit by a harsher age pension assets test, which I believe is unfair in how harsh the taper rate is, and based on what you just introduced with, it causes a bit of a dip if you're in middle Australia, where say if you have between $400,000 and $1 million in savings, you get less money in total than you would if you had $400,000. It's like a disincentive to save for retirement, which shouldn't be the case, and hopefully they'll fix.
And that danger zone of between $400,000 in super savings and just over $1 million in superannuation savings, that's a big danger zone. I mean, there are so many people who fall into that category.
Yeah, it's very disappointing. And it doesn't mean that it's not a good thing to have those savings, but what it will mean for many people who can see that, well, what's the point of having this if I'm going to get less money than I would get if I was on $400,000 in savings, is they're going to spend. And what that will happen is two things. One, their super savings will deplete and they'll start getting more age pension, but also they'll go on to the full age pension sooner than they would have normally. You know, often when people are in the 80s and 90s, they're more likely to go on to a full age pension. And this will happen, you know, decades earlier.
Yeah, worrying times. I know it kicks in tomorrow, but it'll take some weeks and some months for some people to realise how much they are affected. Thanks for coming on, Trish.
No worries, Ben.
She's the founder of superguide.com.au. Good luck working your way through that.